Well, good evening. Thank you. I thank you for coming here on a Monday night. It's a night that we usually don't gather together, but today's a special night. So I'd like you to use your imagination tonight. I want you to think back to what it would be like to be around alive in the year 300, what that would have been like. And you imagine yourself sitting there, and one day you hear a story about a man. And this person dedicated his life to helping others. He loved those around him so much that he studied the art of healing and became a physician. And he spent his days in the countryside healing those around him. And we don't know how, but the legend tells us that he was so full of spiritual gifts that the people nominated him to be their bishop too. So then he spent his days not only taking care of the physical needs of those around him, but the spiritual needs too. And he did this for some time, but in the 3rd century, in the part of the world he was in, it was not easy to be a bishop. And after the rigors of that life got to him to a point, he decided that he was going to go and retreat out to the wilderness. So he went into the wilderness and he came across a cave. And he said, "This is where I'm going to spend my days praying and meditating." So that's what he did. He went in the cave and he started praying and meditating and spent some time there. And then the legend tells us that animals started coming and gathering around him. And you can envision scenes from St. Francis statues or paintings that we have, but not just the furry, fun animals that we think about, the bunny rabbits and the little birds. But this story tells us that great beasts came in too, that wolves came in and lay down by him, bears, and even lions. And somehow, they were not acting like their normal nature. They were calm in his presence. And time goes on, and the people in that area, their memories began to fade about him. Until one day, a group of hunters were going through the countryside and discovered the cave. And when they looked in, they must have been terrified, because what they seen was this bishop sleeping with these wild animals, these great beasts. And they were so disturbed by this, they ran out to the highest authority they knew at the time, their local governor, and they told him about what they had seen. So the governor must have investigated a little bit, discovered this man was a bishop, and sent to have him arrested. And so you hear this story, and you're standing by the roadside as you see this man being led down the street. And then you notice another commotion. You see a woman with a small child. She's panicked. And the boy, there's something wrong with him. So you get a little closer. You see other people around getting closer to this boy, and he's choking. And you hear that he was eating a piece of fish, and a little bone got lodged in his throat. And you could tell that time was going to get short, and people were in a panic, because it didn't look like it was going to be very good, and nothing that anyone could do could dislodge this bone from this boy's throat. And the legend tells us that Bishop Blaise, later to be Saint Blaise, took pity on him and stopped and prayed, and that bone was dislodged, and the boy recovered. And the governor was so moved by this, he pleaded with St. Blaise to give up his faith so he wouldn't have to execute him. But St. Blaise refused to do that. And he was later martyred for his faith. And then we look at our gospel lesson today, and we see this soldier, this Roman authority figure, in the Midas country that had ever existed at that time, taking pity on his slave, on his, what I would have to say too, seemed to be his friend. And you can imagine when his friend fell ill, he did everything in his power to try to get him help. He probably sought out those who knew medicine in his area, tried everything he could think of, but nothing seemed to work. And then he hears about this Jesus going through the countryside healing people. And so he talked with the Jewish rabbis and the leaders of the day and said, hey, you know, I have a servant here who needs to be healed. And when Jesus heard the story, he immediately went to go to be with the man. And the soldier said, no, if you just say it will happen, my friend will be healed. And to the astonishment, those who went out to tell Jesus this, when they came back, they found that the slave was fully healed. So we have these two stories that go on today. We have our gospel lesson and the story of St. Blaise. And what do they mean for us today? As many of you know, I've had the privilege over the last year and a half of serving as a chaplain at the hospital. And I've seen some amazing things in that period of time. I've seen healing. I've seen growth. I've seen pain and everything in between. I've seen cures happen. But I've seen a lot of healing. And when we come, we believe that we're open to the idea that cures happen, that we can't explain. But we're really open to the spiritual truth of healing. That we come up here and we pray that the Holy Presence come down upon us, that real healing happens. We may not know what that form is. We may not recognize it at first. But my experience is that when we're open to the presence of the Holy Spirit, amazing things can happen. So I invite you today to come up to do this ancient ritual that seems a little strange with these candlesticks around your throat and receive a blessing. Bring those anxieties that you may have. You know, we all turn on our TVs today and we see things about, you know, viruses and flus and everywhere and airports being shut down and borders of countries being shut down. We carry those anxieties with us. This is the time to share those anxieties with God, lay them down, and let some true healing happen, whatever that may be. So I invite you to come up today and lay that down here at the altar.